Let's get back to Terry's interview and concert with the late Tiny Tim, recorded in 1996. A box set of three albums he recorded in the late 60s has just been released.
Your big breakthrough in terms of celebrity was your recording of Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
Yes.
In fact, why don't we hear a little bit of it?
Tiptoe through the window, by the window, that is where I'll be. Come tiptoe through the tulips with me.
You know, I think in the business you're seen as a novelty act. Is that how you would like to be seen?
Maybe not. But if it's so, fine. Because I wanted to make it. And I prayed, of course, the right way. And if that's the cross I have to bear, fine. In fact, I want to emphasize, in case many articles say, I'm not trying to change by doing this album. I like the songs, whatever's top 10. I have a heavy metal record in Sydney, Australia, with Highway to Hell, which I did in 1993, which never even came out to this country yet. I've done the song because I like the song. Youth makes all music. Youth made Ragtime in 1910 when they were saying, bring back the old songs then, like I Love You Truly. And youth made jazz in the 20s, right after World War I, and the boogie-woogie in the 40s, you know, and the rock and roll in the 50s after the blacks originally did it. So I'm telling you, so youth makes their own music. So when I see these old-timers say, oh, what disgusting music it is, they haven't heard it. The rap and the beats and the soul are the music of this generation, and one has to be born again into these songs. That when I did Highway to Hell, just a snip of a... I'm on the highway to hell, living easy, living free, season ticket on a one-way ride. No, and that's with a heavy metal band. So definitely one must take and be born again into this new music today. Just, if I may do one more for you.
Oh, please.
Miss Terry? Yeah, this is now we just left Decoration Day. And there was another great song, ironically sung by Henry Burr, for the great veterans who died on Decoration Day, to remember them. In 1917, this great song. At a grand old meeting on Decoration Day, I heard a veteran proudly say, what makes us love this country, land of the brave and free? I'll tell you what, said he, it's liberty. L stands for love of our country, I for independence too, B for the brave men who fought for us, E the emblem dear at white and blue, R for the right that we fight for, T true Americans will be, Y is for you and for your country too, that stands for liberty.
You certainly put your heart and soul into songs when you sing them.
Oh, listen, there are great romantic songs going back, you know, especially from 1848 and Stephen Foster's time to about 45. The great melodies in the gramophone years, so many like that, which I have listened to and which have consoled me in this business. It wasn't the loss of fame or never seeing the cash that got me. It was the broken hearts that I've suffered many years over romances due to my excitabilities or my simplicities that were broken up, and I couldn't get them back together again. You're so patient, Miss Terry. Just let me do one more number from that period that I sing many times when I think about some women I've hurt with too much of a hasty argument and I've never seen them again. This was written in 1916 by the late, great Ernest R. Ball and J. Karen Brennan, who wrote When Irish Eyes Are Smiling and Mother McCree. Also sung by Harry McDonough, great star. Just a snip, and thanks for your patience.
Turn back the universe and bring me yesterday. Turn back the hands of time that hold life's golden ray. back that bitter hour when our love passed away. Turn back the universe and give me yesterday. Many a time I was singing, take back that bitter hour when our love passed away. I have experienced that many times in romances, and I've experienced that in 1985. I was working with the circus then, third-rate circus, Alan C. Hill Circus, going from town to town. And I came to a place in New Jersey where I worked, and or Pennsylvania, and they allowed me a night off to, right after the circus, to go to a new disco opening up in New York called the Palladium. There was a beautiful girl, Miss Lauren, there. She was I was so much in love with her. She was only 19 years old, and she liked me very much. I'll never forget that great night. But a few years later, about 88 or 89, I had some argument with her, and even though she's had arguments with other people, it was a shock coming out of this mouth, and nothing was the same after that. That's one incident. I wish I could take back that bitter hour when our love passed away. And to all your listeners, it is true. One word, one gesture can break up a romance.
You know, everybody's getting rid of their turntables and putting in CD players instead. I bet you still have a lot of 78s, right?
Not anymore, but I tell you, since you brought this up, I am the only, if I may say, celebrity entertainer who has at least one or two cylinders in the Edison Museum in Bellard, Illinois, since 1977, if it's still there. At that time, I recorded with my late conductor on the piano, Marvin Lewis, two Edison cylinder from the machine. They were nice out there too. They cut, you know, they shave off the old cylinders for 2 minutes to sing some of the great, one or two great songs of 1904. And this is how I sounded through the cylinder horn.
Nothing to do, Nelly darling, nothing to do, you say. Let's take a trip down memory ship back to the bygone days. Back to the old village schoolhouse, back to the dear days of yore. Let's take a trip down memory ship, let us go there once more. School days, dear old golden rule days, reading and writing and arithmetic, taught to the tune of a hickory stick. You are my queen in calico, I was your bashful barefoot beau, and you wrote on my slate, I love you, Joe, when we were a couple of kids.
Tiny Tim, and what other performer would want to sound like that were really recorded in 1904, and what other performer would know the verse to School Days?
Well, a lot will, but remember that great song written by Gus Edwards in this country was the biggest cylinder record at its time, and one recorded on the old Columbia 78 at that time, which was only one side. It was worn out. And this whole world went to this great singer, Byron G. Harlan, and the song School Days, still played somewhere today, you know, in some place around the world. I mean, these are great melodies. I call this the white man's soul. I know you heard of the black man's soul with rhythm and blues and ragtime, but this is the white man's soul. These great melodies, like You're a Grand Old Flag, like Yankee Doodle Dandy, School Days, In the Shade of the Old Apple Tree, they moved. They moved the hearts of men, women, children. It was not the words alone, but the music had a spiritual uplift. And that's what makes popular music, in my opinion, the root of all music.
Tiny Tim, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, Ms. Terry Gross, thanks for being a good listener, and it's a pleasure talking to you and your fresh air fun.
The Late Tiny Tim, recorded in 1996. A box set of three albums he recorded in the late 60s has just been released.